Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, I talk about everything and anything from raising your vibrations, raising your levels of consciousness, changing your habits and your beliefs and your thoughts, tapping into your imagination so that you can be more creative, changing your mindset overall so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently, okay? And those who've been here with me, a girl, rocking with me, welcome back to this podcast. Thank you for being here. So today, as you can see by the title of this episode, we're going to be talking about spiritual lessons. So let's get into it. So basically, any lesson you learn in life are there to teach you something, right? So spiritual lessons are the process of experiencing life and gaining wisdom throughout that process. For the people in the back, it's the process of experiencing life and gaining wisdom throughout the process, throughout your journey. It's elevating to the next level of consciousness. And you know, we talk about that on this podcast all the time, raising your levels of consciousness, all right? If we weren't faced with challenges, okay, like not being able to pay your bills, all right, sickness, okay, not having enough money to buy what you want, basically, okay, and not being able to eat, and all of those other things that we deal with, all right, on a regular basis, we wouldn't know how to rise above that, okay? So we need those challenges to make us stronger, all right? To know that you are divinely and heavenly provided for always in every aspect of your life is a form of spirituality. To know that, okay? To have faith in that is faith. Faith in a higher power. Faith in yourself. Faith in the unknown. In illness, you find health in prayer. You pray for better health, okay? And that's what you receive, if that's what you believe. And if there's a lack of funds, okay, your money ain't right, you pray for ideas, you pray for resources and ways to create abundance financially, all right? Because you are more likely to receive that wisdom than see a load of cash fall from the sky. All right, for my people in the back, you pray for resources, you pray for ideas, you pray for creativity, something that's gonna allow you to create what you want versus expecting money to just grow on trees or fall out the sky. You know what I'm saying? So, life is spiritual. You are spiritual. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you are, okay? Because this universe is spiritual. And what do we know about the universe? We are all connected. We are all one. And what law is that? I'll let you answer that one on your own. But the physical, all right, this body, all right, is temporary. The soul is eternal and everlasting. This is why internally, you got to make sure your shit is straight, okay, on the inside, because everything external can be taken away from you at any given time, or abandon you, or betray you, and that's why internally, okay, you got to be prepared for all of that, and by prepare, I mean release the fear. All right, the fear of loss or the fear of losing things. That's a spiritual lesson that I have learned. If I lose something, either it's for my highest good or I'm gonna get it back or something better. That's what I've learned. because that's always the way it is. But it's something that I have to keep reminding myself that with every loss, okay, I'm gonna need you to write this down. With every loss, there is gain. And with every gain, there is loss, okay? It's the law of compensation. You have to ask yourself sometimes, what am I willing to give up? What are you willing to give up in order to get this other thing that you want? Because something has to be given up in order for you to receive this other thing. This could be habits. This could be thoughts. This could be beliefs. You could give up your space, your time, your energy, whatever, okay? But knowing that something must go, something must be removed in order to be replaced with what you truly desire. That's a lesson right there. That's one spiritual lesson that I have learned, and I keep having to remind myself of that lesson. So make space to bring in something new. All right. For the people in the back, what law is that? The law of compensation. You can go look it up yourself. Okay. I've talked about the universal laws briefly. I have finished reading that book, and I am just trying to understand before I give it to you all how this all ties into my life. Okay. And how each law is incorporated in my life right now. But let's continue. So make space to bring in something new. Something or someone has to go. Okay? And that's a message, for someone out here wanting to let go but still holding on. Okay? Make room. Yes, there may be discomfort. There is going to be discomfort, but it won't last forever. All right? There's going to be discomfort. That's part of those challenges. Okay? That's a part of life. And you got to understand that. That is a way and a part of life. But it won't last forever. So push through the discomfort. But today, all right? If you are going through difficulties, challenges, issues, problems, whatever you want to label it, ask yourself, what is the lesson? All right. What is the lesson that you're being taught? And what or who can you remove to learn your lesson? Ask yourself that question and think about it. Because all challenges and setbacks do is put a halt in our growth and process. All right? It puts a halt in our growth process. Excuse me. So what I'm saying is, if you're constantly struggling through the same challenge over and over and over, that means you haven't learned that lesson, which is, you know, putting you in a feeling of being stuck, putting you in a place of, man, like, how am I get out of this? I've been going through the same thing. That's because you're not looking for the lesson. Because once you get the lesson, you out of there. You up out of there. All right? You on to something else. But the moment you decide to choose to look for the lesson, like I just said, it's like a light bulb comes on in your brain. Okay? You become illuminated and everything becomes clear. Then you'll see how you have created, because whatever it is that you're going through in your life, you have created it, all right? Whether you want to accept that or not, that is facts, that is the truth for every person walking on this earth, okay? You have created this block, all right? By how you've been out here in these streets thinking and living, okay? And the decisions you made and the choices you made, you've created that. And for some people, okay, you ready for this? For some people, it takes a lifetime to learn a lesson. Some people don't even learn the lesson in that lifetime. They have to come back here many times and they still don't get it. okay? But by sharing my experiences, okay, and my perspective of things, how I view things, my hopes for myself and for you all is that we can learn our spiritual lessons a lot sooner, all right? So that we can elevate our level of consciousness in this lifetime. So another spiritual lesson, all right, that I've learned and experienced and continue to work on is knowing that fear is an illusion. Now, if you know Ralph Smart, I've talked about him a few times on this podcast. He says that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. But to know that fear is an illusion, a lot of times fear is created in our own minds. We create stuff before, you know, fear is created in the future. Because, you know, you don't fear the past. That's already happened. You're creating this fear for your future. So fear is an illusion because it's not reality. It limits us in imaginable ways when we start to conjure up things in our minds that is not real. The truth is, most of our issues, our problems, challenges, drama, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to label it, is rooted in fear. For the people in the back, most of your drama and issues is rooted in fear. And I think I've said this before, but it's like drinking poison, okay? It's like drinking poison. We kill ourselves with fear. And fear can bring about some nasty results, like racism and violence in this world, like poverty. And our attention to the things we lack. That's all fear-based. Because you are the only one who gets in your way when it comes to what you think. All right? You are the only one who gets in your way and keeps you stuck in the same cycle. Because you're fearful of the unknown. Fearful of what's up ahead for you. When at the same time, it could be the greatest thing ever up ahead for you. So instead of visioning the worst possible scenario, here's another question you need to ask yourself. What's the best that can happen for me? When you think about the things that you fear, ask yourself what's the best that can happen for you? What's the best possible thing that can happen for you? And then take action towards making that a reality, okay? The next lesson is, y'all ready for this? The next lesson is, you are a magician, all right? Meaning, you are the creator and the destroyer of your life. For the people in the back, you are the creator and the destroyer of your life. Everything you do creates a ripple in the universe. Everything you do, all right? That's the law of cause and effect. Some people call it the law of karma. Good or not, it's going to come back to you, all right? It's going to return. Maybe not to you, maybe to someone close to you, or maybe in another lifetime. But it's coming back around. Believe that. So what I've learned is to focus on the energy you put out and learn how to direct and transmute that energy into something positive so that the return can be a more joyful experience. So think about it. Think about what cause and effect you are living right now. And I'll give you a moment to think about it. What have you caused and what have you seen the effect of that? Think about it. As a result of your thoughts and your decisions, okay, So what have you caused as a result of what you've been thinking and your choices that you've made? And now you see the effect of what you've done, okay? And that's with anything, all right? Once you've thought of that, I want you to think about what choices you can make today, okay? Today, to change the effect to come. What choices can you make today to change the effect that's coming back to you, all right? Because I believe that it's coming for sure, but you can alter that, all right, by changing something today. But I believe that nothing is hard unless you tell yourself it's hard, all right? Because that's what you believe. And as a magician, your mind is your most useful tool. As a magician, your mind is the most useful tool for the people in the back. You can make magic work for you. Did you know that? Because once you consider all the tools, mental, visual, and physical tools, okay? Once you consider all of that, then magicians believe that anything is possible. They don't limit themselves, okay? So you are a magician, okay? You are magic. If you have not picked up a copy of my Unlock the Magic Oracle deck, you can find that in my Etsy shop. The link will be in the description of this episode. Is to help you every day find creative ways to unlock who you truly are. That is the purpose of that oracle deck, to guide you, okay? For those who have not seen it, follow me on Instagram at The Guiding Light Guru. I post readings on that page. If you have not followed me there, please join your girl on that journey. I had to throw that plug in there. But anyways, the truth about all of this, all right, all about spiritual learning, okay? Spirituality is a practice. You got to practice it, all right? Just think about Michael Jordan for a second, all right? Think about him not going to practice, all right? My stomach is growling. His skills would have never grown or evolved if he never, ever would have practiced like he did. He was there before the team was there. And he was there after the team left. That's practice. And you got to do the same thing with your spirituality. You got to practice it. The point is, you got to show up for yourself, okay? For the personal enlightenment. If you want to know something, do your own research. Don't rely on another person to change you. Not even me. I can't change you, okay? I can only give you the inspiration, the motivation, okay? But I can't make you act. Even I find myself being inspired by others, but at the end of the day, okay, it's up to me to decide what I'm going to do with that information, that knowledge. What am I going to do with it? So I can sit on it like a chicken hatching an egg, or I can act on it and use it to inspire myself and others, to motivate. You have to actively participate in your spiritual growth for the people in the back. Actively is the key word. The doing part, okay, in air quotations, has to be done. Your lessons and the many other lessons I've learned thus far may differ, all right? It may be different from what I've learned, all right, from what I'm sharing. But I share those with others, and that's how we all elevate. That's how we level up. There are lessons in everything. Everything, every day, if you look for them, in every experience, there are lessons. All it takes for you is to choose to do something different. That's all it takes. Be proud of your experiences that have shaped you. You'll be surprised at how others will see themselves in you. They may not say it, they may not tell you, but it's facts. And that's that community that you will build, all right, and that you will create by finding your own voice, all right there in that throat chakra, speaking your truth. That's how you impact the lives of others, through your own journey, okay? So here are a few spiritual lessons you may have already learned, or you're still learning, or you haven't even acknowledged it yet. Okay, that's what I'm here for, to help open you up to something new. So, the first thing is being alone, all right? Being alone, I don't think so many people realize how important that is. And I don't mean just for an hour, for I mean in complete solitude with yourself, because solitude is a gift, all right? It allows you to go in deep with yourself, all right? I mean, put the phones down and just sit with yourself for as long as you can, okay? I ain't gonna put no time frame on it, but as long as you can. Be in solitude, because when you are in solitude, in meditation, whatever, your mind becomes clear, all right? So for those of you out there who are afraid to be alone, all right, don't be afraid. There's something beautiful in being alone. I promise you. The next one is self-acceptance, all right? You got to accept yourself for who you are, the way you are. I've made an episode specifically about this topic. You can go back and listen to it, but you got to understand that you all you got at the end of the day, okay? Accept yourself for who you are right now. The next one is forgiveness. Forgive yourself and forgive others over and over again. All right. That is a different type of healing right there. All right. I promise you, if you learn that spiritual lesson, your life will be a whole lot more enjoyable for sure. More pleasant. The next one is stop blaming others. Stop being so ready to blame somebody else for the way things are going in your life. And that's for somebody listening. Accountability and responsibility for your actions is what you need to be aware of, all right? Not only for your actions, but for your reactions, okay? And there's an episode about that, about your reactions, okay? And responsibility for your beliefs, all right? Because they may be outdated. The next spiritual lesson, ask for guidance. Don't be afraid to ask spirit, God, your angels, your higher self, all right? For answers. Okay, don't be afraid, because you ask and you will receive. The next one, do things you love. You know, I find so much peace and clarity when I'm doing things that I love, like this podcast. Oh man, y'all have no idea. There's a lot of things that I love to do, and sometimes, you know, it gets overwhelming because I want to do so much and I try to teach myself to focus on one thing. But when I'm doing what I love, I'm in complete alignment with who I am, in complete alignment with what I want for myself. All right. So go live your life for you. Okay. The next one is have faith. You got to have faith. I don't care if you don't believe in nothing. You have to have faith. Just because you don't see it, all right, doesn't mean it's not there. That means just because you don't see God or your angels or whatever you want to refer to a higher power as, doesn't mean it's not there. You got to have faith in something, and you have to understand that things take time to manifest. All right. So you have to believe. Not only do you have to have faith, you have to believe and trust that a higher power is at work for you. All right. Always working for you. And the last one, but never the least. And I left this last because I feel like for me in my life, it is the most It is the most important thing right now that I am learning spiritually. And that's patience. And that's probably why I just said impatience, okay? But patience is a must. It's that spiritual lesson that I feel I struggle with the most, okay? Because I always want to see immediate results. And I have to continuously tell myself that things take time to cultivate. That's that faith, okay? So patience is the pause, okay, that realigns our thoughts and feelings. It leads to long-term goals and helps us realize that things take time. I have to constantly, on a daily basis, remind myself to be patient, to calm down, to relax, to tell myself that it's coming. Patience is the ability to accept or tolerate delay without getting upset or angry and losing your shit over minor issues. For the people in the back, it's the ability to accept and tolerate delay without getting upset, without losing your shit over little minor issues. So I'm learning to wait for things without complaining, without forcing or trying to hurry it up. It needs to cultivate. I've planted my seeds, I'm watering them, and it's growing. And I thank God for it each and every day. But it requires patience, requires much self-control. And I'm letting you know this right now, it is required. I thank you for listening to this podcast episode. I hope that I have enlightened you in some kind of way today. I pray that you have a beautiful, lovely Friday, because it's Friday, it's high day. We are raising our levels of consciousness. We are tapping into our creativity, and we're doing things that we have never done before, freely and unapologetically. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I love you. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. All right, here are the rules for the giveaway. First, you must follow me on Instagram at both of my pages, at The Guiding Light Guru and at Magical Beings. Second, you must leave a comment about something you've learned on this podcast. And the third thing you need to do is tag a friend. And that's it, fam. That's all you do to enter the giveaway. The giveaway will be on June the 4th, Friday, June the 4th. Thank you for listening to this podcast. All of the links and information will be below in the description of this episode. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, excuse me, can't get my words right, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.